Oh, it's totally different. Now you walk into the rink, it feels like you're in an NHL rink. We upgraded our sound system, our heating system, our compressor system, and dehumidifiers, and the locker rooms downstairs.
Downstairs, something they were joking about at the conference press conference. We don't see that very often, or they don't need NHL.
Yeah, it's different. I just spoke with one of the NHL players down there, and they said it was different to walk upstairs, go to the game, but they're liking it.
What's this been like for you, and since this, it was announced that Calumet had won, what's it been like for you and the community and your staff?
Oh, well, for me personally, it's been crazy because I'm also one of the LOC members, and so getting everything ready and set and getting all the community festivities together, and then on the backside, also maintaining the rink and getting these upgrades on schedule and be done ready for the game tonight.
What's this going to mean for Calumet hockey going forward when the NHL's gone, NBC's gone, you know, we're all gone, but, you know, these kids are going to have something different to play on?
Oh, absolutely. One of the big things is the kid memories for the kids, but for the structure, the Coliseum itself, I mean, we're going to be not just 2 or 3 years, we're talking a decade in the future of keep going from the upgrades we've done.
You want to make more upgrades here?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to get Michigan Tech's Jumbotron up here if you could. But, yeah, there's some other stuff, I mean, that people wouldn't see. Like, we already requested already a new edger, infrared lasers to keep the ice temperatures, to keep them reading the correct product, you know.
And I've noticed it's a little bit warmer in here.
Oh, yes. It's a fluke. I mean, it's outside weather. I mean, this year, I mean, normally when we make the ice, which would be starting on Monday, right, it's usually 40 degrees and you're freezing. But now it's, 60 degrees outside right now. So it is different. But with that new plant, we can adjust it. So Mother Nature, bring it on.
And what about the ice surface for not only for the NHL game here, but for going in the future? What's the difference going to be as far as the playing surface for these guys for the next X number of years?
Oh, it's going to stay the same. I mean, I was working with Derek King from NHL, and we learned a lot of different techniques that we weren't aware of at the time. But now, going into this in the future, we're going to have a nice sheet of ice.
All right, and the last thing, anything in this building that maybe we don't know about that you got a little surprise up your sleeve or no?
No, I mean, I wish everybody could see the locker rooms and you know, in the compressor rooms, but of course the doors are closed, so you can't really see them in there. But that's where the big dollars went, is in the compressor rooms, lockers, and of course the heaters also.
Behind the scenes.
Correct.
Mark, thank you very much. Great day for CLK hockey. Good job.
Yes, thank you very much.